Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. That music is from Gilbert and Sullivan's Pirates of Penzance. And we are so excited because on the phone with us today, we have two members of the cast of Pirates of Penzance. It's going to be the high school theater's musical. And guess what? They're still doing it. They're doing it in a very unusual and very creative way. And we can't wait to learn more. And so we want to welcome to KDWA Britta Lawrence and Will Soar. Great to chat with both of you. First of all, and Britta, I'll start with you. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Britta Lawrence, and I go to Hastings High School. I'm a sophomore there. And I'm really involved with theater, and I'm really glad that we can put on this production any way that we can.
When you tried out for this, did you ever have real rehearsals, or were you always knowing that it was going to be virtual?
No, actually, our auditions were held in December, so they were really early this year because we wanted to get costumes prepared. So we had a lot of time to rehearse. We rehearsed for a few weeks before everything happened. So, yeah, we got to meet as a group a couple times, so that was great.
That must have been great. Will, how about you? You really enjoyed the in-person rehearsals, I would assume?
Yeah, the few times that we actually got to meet as a full group and run through stuff, which was before spring break and before we realized that we'd have to change our plans and everything, it was really great because theater just kind of in general is a very collaborative, in-person kind of thing, and it's been interesting trying to translate that towards online and stuff like that and with recordings, and I think we've been able to do that pretty well. But yeah, I'd definitely say that our live rehearsals set us up to be able to do this, because I feel like if we hadn't met beforehand, it wouldn't have been as successful as it is now.
Will, tell us what grade you're in, please.
I'm a senior. I've been in pretty much, I think I've only missed two high school plays in general my whole time being here. So,
Will, tell us how it's going for you as a senior. And I have to say that our hearts are with all of you seniors, especially. So just know that, and know that I think you're never going to forget your senior year, and mm-hmm. you will always be a very special class because of what you're going through right now. I know that doesn't make it better right now, but I just want you to know that.
Thank you. That's really appreciated. Yeah, this whole year, it's been interesting, especially after these events that have been happening and this kind of thing. It's been interesting adapting to everything and just kind of getting into a new routine. Obviously, there's challenges. It's never going to be exactly the same as it was before this whole thing happened. But I think that this is pretty much the best that we could probably hope for, especially considering the circumstances. And I'd rather be doing this than putting people's lives at risk or something like that.
That's a good way of looking at it. So have you had a chance to kind of mourn what's going on? Because it is a weird time, isn't it?
Yeah. No, yeah, I've definitely thought about a lot of stuff with my last year and everything, and my last year in doing a high school production. And it's been really interesting just kind of seeing how people have reacted to everything and just kind of taking in stuff. And it has given me a lot of time to reflect about my last 4 years at high school. And I think that it's overall my experience has been really, really positive, especially in the theater department. I'm upset that my senior year has to end in this kind of way, but at the same time, I'm just glad that I got to experience the other years and most of this year the way that I was able to.
Well, this is a perfect way for you to go out in this wonderful, again, you won't ever forget this, the way that you're going to be virtually putting this show on. So
yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the virtual version of the Pirates of Penzance, and how can we please watch it ourselves?
Well, the show is going to be broadcast on the Facebook page of the Hastings Theater Department.
I think it's Hastings High School Theater.
Okay, yeah, and that's going to be on the 14th, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so the musical is going to be a little bit edited just for time constraints of us not being able to meet as much for rehearsal and technical restraints, but it is going to be mostly intact, and it won't be completely live, but it'll be recorded and edited and stuff like that. However, the viewing will be live.
take us back. You were rehearsing before spring break, then you went on spring break and everything was great. And then you got an extra week of spring break, and that was kind of great. And then, it seemed like it was a good idea that you couldn't go back to school, but I think it really sunk in probably the end of March and April that some of the things that you were hoping to do were going to have to change. So who came up with the idea that you were going to continue with your rehearsals and still have your play in some way?
I honestly think that we kind of knew even before spring break that we wouldn't be able to carry out the performance the way that we hoped we would. And we all were kind of brainstorming before it all happened of what we could do. And Molly McElroy, our director, along with Robin Starch, they both came up with the idea of doing it online. So I think that's a really great way that we can carry on the performance.
And what was the reaction when you heard that?
I was really relieved that we could still put it on because I think we've all put in a lot of work. Especially since auditions were so long ago, we've been really hopeful for this performance, so I'm glad that we can still put it on. Yeah.
And this is a very difficult musical. Is it known as an operetta?
Yes.
So do you have to have an opera voice?
Well, if you do, it's great, but honestly, it doesn't have to be like an opera, you know? It's just the style of music is really similar, and I think it's great to have all sorts of, you know, genres of music to work with, especially in high school.
So it's primarily singing, yes?
Yes, yes.
So tell us the story, please.
So it follows a young boy named Frederick who's part of a clan of tender-hearted pirates. He has been since he was a boy. And when he turns 21, he's free to go. And once he leaves, he stumbles across a group of beautiful young ladies and falls in love with Mabel. But later on, he finds out that he was born on leap year, and he's not actually 21, and he's bound to a sense of duty with the pirates, so he has to go back and leave Mabel. And there's also a police sergeant and his crew, and there's just a lot of fun characters that we get introduced to. And Will plays the Major General, and he's a really funny character, so I think that it's a really fun play.
And what do you play, Britta?
I play Mabel.
How many kids are in this show, please?
Probably like 17?
Yeah, I think that's...
I'm not sure. Around 15.
So how have you been rehearsing?
Over Zoom. Oh. Yeah, we've been meeting as a group basically every weekday, and we've been running dialogue, and we've been singing on our own. So great to see everyone over Zoom.
And for people that are listening that might not know what Zoom is, I always explain it to them. It's like the beginning of the Brady Bunch where you see all the people. Is that
it?
Do you guys even understand what that means, or are you too young?
No, I understand. Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
But, I mean, that's the way I try to explain it because I do have friends that are even older than me, and I'm trying to explain what it's like. So you have been doing the Brady Bunch rehearsals. That must be kind of fun, though.
Yeah, definitely.
How many pictures? Do you have all 17 of you are up on the one screen, or are you meeting in smaller groups, or how does that work?
Well, some days we meet as a whole cast, but also we break off into smaller groups. So it depends on the day.
So this musical is going to be how long, please?
Oh, I'm not really sure yet. I feel like we'll know once it's all put together, but probably about an hour. What do you think, Will?
Yeah, it's pretty close to an hour or so. So maybe hour 15, not sure. Yeah.
So what are you doing for costuming, please?
We obviously, because of the social distancing and stay-at-home orders, we can't necessarily get costumes from school and stuff like that. So we've been kind of doing like a uniform. Pretty much the whole cast is wearing some kind of black for clothing. And then different characters like the Pirate King might wear a bandana. My character, since he's a Major General, he wears like a red coat. Depending on the character, some people add different things into their character to give them different visual personalities.
And so this will be a taped live performance. Are each of you basically doing something on your own and then sending it in, or how is this working?
Yeah, that's what we're doing. For the group pieces, we send in a recording of ourselves singing, and our editor will piece that all together. And we also have the visuals, so we're going to all be outside, so the background's all similar.
What? That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So we get to, you know, lip sync to that, and it'll all be put together in the same style as Zoom, probably.
And when you do this, will it be the same day? So what if it's raining for one person and sunny for another? Or how is this working?
We've actually already started submitting our recordings. They're due on Friday, so we're getting that done now. So it's not the same day, but we'll be prepared.
So do you have somebody that is filming you, or how is this working?
We all do it ourselves on our own phones, and then we send it in.
But are you doing a selfie, or what are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, we just record ourselves outside.
So you set it up someplace?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I love it. And are you dancing, too?
Yeah, we have, for our finale, we have choreo, actually. So that's really fun to do.
And what have the neighbors said?
Well, I actually recorded it in, like, the middle of nowhere almost, so no one actually saw me. Thank God.
Will, are you dancing in front of your neighbors, too?
Well, I live on a dairy farm.
You're so very lucky, Will.
Yeah, I have plenty of room to dance around.
What are the cows thinking, though?
I don't know what they're thinking. Yeah, I have a couple of goats, and they're probably pretty interested in what I'm doing. So,
can you work them into the show in some regard?
I actually, in one of my musical numbers, there's several parts where there's like a musical interlude, and I actually got some clips of me just kind of doing various comical, like, weird things. And at one point, I actually did get some footage of my goats into the
brilliant
thing, so that'll be fun.
It's going to be brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant. So tell me about your directors, please. I love both of them, Miss Molly McElroy and Robin Starch. Wonderful, wonderful women. What have you learned from them, please?
Robin and Molly have both been directing. I've been working with them since my freshman year, and Robin I've been working with since middle school. And they're both marvelous people and really fun to work with. First of all, I just want to thank them and Sarah Lockwood and Kara Anderson just for being able to help us put on the show and be able to figure stuff out and work really hard and everything. And I'm just very thankful for that. But they've been definitely kind of the center to kind of like keep us all on track and on schedule and just kind of make sure that we're doing what we need to be doing. And it's just been a very good experience of everything, and they've been able to make sure that we don't feel too rushed or don't feel too anxious about anything. It's been very helpful from them.
Well, this is all new territory for them, too, I would assume.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've definitely helped us adapt to the new situation. They've taught us how to act for the camera rather than an audience. So I think that they're really helping us figure things out with them.
So this show, just so we want people to know, they can watch it in the privacy of their own home. I'm telling you, you're going to have a lot of people take advantage of this. It's going to be next Thursday, May 14th at 7 o'clock p.m., and you can find it on the Hastings High School Theater's Facebook page, and it will be a live show right then, and then I would assume it will be there later for people to watch. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so.
So are you going to have a Zoom cast party, too, or how's that going to work?
Ooh, I hope so. Oh. We haven't really talked about that, but that's a great idea.
I think you should invite a lot of people. I can come if you need me to. I mean, okay. I'll just be like a Brady Bunch person on your screen. Will, let's talk about you a little bit. What are some of your best memories of high school?
Ooh, that's kind of hard. good question. Honestly, besides just kind of experiencing high school with my friends and stuff and all that stuff, I've been fortunate enough to be able to be involved in a lot of different activities, from jazz band to show choir, theater department, vocal jazz, a bunch of different things. And I have to say that I still would say that theater is probably my favorite of all of them, partially because it's just such a great thing for everyone to work towards a common goal and just kind of be expressive and be just a complete cohesive team the whole time. It honestly helped me be the person that I am now, and it's been really, really a great experience. And it just, from cast parties and shenanigans and rituals backstage and all that stuff, it's just been a very good experience in my life, and I really am thankful for it.
And what's next for you after high school, Will?
I actually got accepted into Gustavus Adolphus College, and I'm going to be going there as a freshman this fall.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm not 100% sure about what I want to do in terms of majors and stuff like that. I'm interested in psychology, but obviously I'm not 100% certain about anything yet. And I'm also definitely going to be involved in the theater department and the jazz bands and choirs and all that stuff, because it's just part of the reason I chose Gustavus is because of its musical and theater background and all that stuff, because I just really love that stuff and I don't want to go to a school without it, you know?
So what are your plans for the rest of the school year? Will you go back at all? Guys, I don't even know. Will you have to clean out your lockers and stuff?
Yeah, I don't know if anyone uses the lockers anymore.
That's what my daughter said.
Yeah, yeah, I haven't opened my lockers since freshman year, so I don't think it really matters.
But I'm sure, I know that the school board and school administration, stuff like that, I know that they have plans with returning textbooks, stuff like that. I'm not sure exactly what they are, but I know at least we've gotten plans about graduation being held maybe later in the summer or online, stuff like that.
It sounds like you're making the best of it, Will, and that's what you have to do. You have to have a good attitude about it. And this is going to be so fun, and I hope that you have a huge, huge presence watching you online. The Pirates of Penzance, it is such a fun show, and it's Gilbert and Sullivan's operetta. This is going to be on Thursday, May 14th at 7 o'clock p.m. Write it down. Thursday, May 14th, 7 o'clock p.m., you can just sit in your easy chair, you can have some snacks, and you can tune into the Hastings High School Theater's Facebook page, and it will be live there. And I'm just thrilled that you are able to continue to bring us this show. It's just wonderful. I know it's been a lot of hard work, and again, you will never forget this. Thank you both. I'm really grateful that you called in today. 10th grader Britta Lawrence and senior Will Sorg. You can watch them, listen to them, and see them in the operetta that's going to be on Thursday, May 14th, Gilbert and Sullivan's Pirates of Penzance. Thank you so much, and continued success to both of you, and especially to you, Will. Best of luck to everything, and I'm so happy that you are able to finish your high school year with this great opportunity to use your talents. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.